Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
11 people were killed and more were wounded on October 27th when a synagogue, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, was attacked by a gunman. That same day, the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa issued a statement condemning the anti-Semitic violence in Pittsburgh. And today, faith leaders and other community members will hold a vigil for the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, the Des Moines Jewish community, and all others who experience hate. Connie Ryan, Executive Director of the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa, is on the phone with us to tell us more about what's happening in Des Moines today. Connie, thank you for joining us again so soon on Local Talk.
As I said to you earlier, I hope that someday we can have a conversation that does not involve the subject of hate.
We have to stop meeting this way.
Right.
So thank you, Connie. And would you please read the statement that the Interfaith Alliance issued?
I would be happy to do that. We titled it Interfaith Alliance of Iowa Condemns Anti-Semitic Violence in Pittsburgh. And the statement reads as follows. For the second time in a month, I am releasing a statement regarding hate and anti-Semitism, this one at the farthest end of the spectrum of extremism, hate, and violence. A man filled with hate and rage walked into a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with the sole purpose of killing Jews, innocent people peacefully worshiping, people practicing their faith in a country that demands the ability of all people to choose their own beliefs, people who were not safe in their own sanctuary. Every person in this country should be angry and in mourning that this level of hatred is not only present, but is growing in our country. The political rhetoric that is fueling extremism and hate is dangerous and has real consequences. Interfaith Alliance of Iowa calls upon all elected officials, including President Donald Trump and Representative Steve King, all faith leaders, and every citizen to condemn this horrific action and to stand in solidarity with neighbors and friends who are Jewish to protect them against any further violence or hate. That was the statement we made on Saturday.
Thank you. Tell us what is being planned for today.
We began conversations with the Jewish community to check in with them to see how they were doing. And they had already begun conversation of, you know, what should we do publicly. And together, Interfaith Alliance of Iowa and leaders in the Jewish community put together a vigil that will be occurring in Des Moines tonight at 5:30 at Tiferet Israel Synagogue at 924 Polk Boulevard in Des Moines. If you're familiar with Roosevelt High School, it's essentially across the street from Roosevelt. And it will be a gathering of anyone, people of faith and no faith, people of all faith, who want to stand in support not only for those who lost their lives and were injured and were impacted at the Tree of Life Synagogue, but also in solidarity with our friends in the greater Des Moines Jewish community, because they really are grieving. And when your brothers and sisters in your own faith are harmed so egregiously, it impacts you and your ability to walk into your own synagogue. So we want to be there for them and stand with them and be in solidarity. So again, at Tiferet Israel Synagogue, 924 Polk Boulevard, tonight at 5:30.
Connie, what can one expect if one goes to that vigil? Do you know what's going to be happening there?
Yeah, it really will be a lot of different things. There's five or six different faith leaders speaking from different traditions, as well as the rabbi from Tiferet Israel and the rabbi from Temple B'nai. I will be speaking. There will be prayers from the Jewish tradition. I think there will be some music. So really a service of not only of mourning, but also of hope. You know, what can we do as Iowans to help stem this tide of hate and violence that we're seeing? What can we do in our own lives? So probably some statements of challenge to engage people in making a difference.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is open to anybody, right?
Open to anyone. And we just felt the need to wrap ourselves around the Jewish community here in the Des Moines area and give them support, and also to honor the folks in Pittsburgh who lost their lives or were impacted by this horrific action that one man took against them.
I know that it's very possible that somebody listening to this broadcast might want to join but has never been in a synagogue. Is there any protocol or dress code or anything that somebody feels they have to know in order to come to the synagogue, to the vigil?
It's a really good question. When we enter other spaces that we're not familiar with, particularly worship spaces, most people want to be very respectful of that. There's not any dress code. Come as you are. Anyone is welcome. It looks like a traditional worship space, pews and that kind of thing. So if you're familiar with Christian churches, it looks very similar in setting. You don't have to wear anything particular, so just come as you are, and you will be welcomed at the door and be able to participate.
Thank you. And is there a website where somebody can go if they want to check again the location and the time?
There's an event page on Facebook. So if you find Interfaith Alliance Iowa on Facebook, we have created an event page, and it has details about the event there. And that's been shared, I think, about 300 times. So it's out there with folks. Otherwise, if you have questions about it, you can certainly call our office, which is 515-279-8715.
Say that one more time, 515-279-8715. Thank you. We've been speaking with Connie Ryan, Executive Director of Interfaith Alliance of Iowa. Thank you for joining us, letting us know about that. My older sister, Lucia, was living in Pittsburgh until very recently, where, as it turns out, by coincidence, she actually was a congregation member in the very Tree of Life synagogue that was recently attacked. I asked her if I could record a firsthand description of the place to help humanize this terrible event for myself and possibly others. So here's some of what Lucia and her two 13-year-old daughters, Mariah and Samarit, shared.
The synagogue was built by the Tree of Life congregation in the 50s, I think, but it, for quite a while it's had a declining membership, and so two other congregations rent space and use the building. Zohar Hadash is one of them, and that was the community that we were part of.
And so this, so different groups rent the synagogue, is that what you're saying?
Right. So the people, you know, they were friendly to each other.
And do you know which congregation was there when the shooting happened?
I think all of them had people there. On different levels of the building. Zohar Hadash, the community we were with, had a study group every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock where they sit and they read a portion of the Bible. And that was scheduled to happen at 10. And then the Tree of Life congregation had a baby naming ceremony that was also set up to start somewhere in that time, around that time. And then the other congregation might have been in the basement having a regular Saturday morning service. That's sort of how the building was used. We would often get together after our separate Sabbath services. They would all get together and have a shared lunch.
The two synagogues would have their meals together. We would always get stop at Whole Foods and get yogurts for the class. So, like, when we had snack, we would all come up. And, like, we would, after, like, having the snack with the school or whatever, we would, our whole class would rush up, like, who could get there first and get the better yogurt or whatever, and then the last one up would get the worst yogurt, so we were all, like, running up there trying to get the best yogurt first or whatever. I liked chocolate, so I really liked it. Yeah. Yeah.
And what kind of a neighborhood was it in? Were there people from the neighborhood?
Yeah, a lot of people would have been from the neighborhood. Squirrel Hill, which is the Jewish neighborhood of Pittsburgh, not that far from the university. Squirrel Hill is a fun neighborhood. It's one of the oldest consistent Jewish neighborhoods in the country. A lot of Jewish neighborhoods come and then they, you know, people gentrify and they leave and the neighborhood changes. But Squirrel Hill has been very stable, which is unusual. So it goes way back and has always been a Jewish neighborhood. The congregation of Zohar Hadash was a very educated, a very politically conscious and politically active social, a lot of social service. A lot of them were academics and artists, a very knowledgeable group of people. And a lot of them lived in that general area, which is the Jewish neighborhood and neighborhoods around the universities.
Did anybody anticipate this kind of danger?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we were shocked. It was like, why tree of life, you know. There are many other much more prominent synagogues in Pittsburgh. Bigger congregation, bigger building, a very odd choice. And it seems like the killer picked it because they were so active with immigrants. The Dor Hadash and Tree of Life also, I think, did care a lot about the immigrant populations in Pittsburgh. And we attended several, like, Hanukkah skating parties in December where they would invite the Nepalese. There's a large immigrant community of Nepalese. But they showed up at these Hanukkah skating party, and then we'd all skate together. And for a lot of them, it was the first time they'd ever skated.
Oh, my God, the skating was so fun. And anyways, it was like their first time ever going on ice or whatever. Like, we would teach them how to ice skate on the ice, and it was, like, so much fun. We were just, like, all, like, ice skating and holding each other's hands and just, like, pulling each other around or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. Yeah.
So, yeah, so they were a very socially and politically conscious and active community. They put a lot of time and effort and money into that.
Well,
a very lovely, quiet group of people, and yeah, certainly don't deserve this. So.
Just, it's a bit of a shocker. 3 or 4 armed police were, like, killed. So I doubt a security guard would have been much use. Yeah, we went to a service today. It made me think of the synagogue with a whole bunch of bullet shots stuck in it. I mean, the people I prayed with, like, people I prayed with or had lunch with are now, like, dead or murdered or whatever.
And if you've just joined us, this is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm Ursula Rudenberg, your host, and that was my older sister, Lucia, and her 2 13-year-old daughters, Samara and Mariah, sharing their first memories of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, which was their synagogue until they just recently left the city. I appreciate their opening up to share their memories.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m., on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.